Hello, my name is Janet McMillan. Father Michelle asked me to do a Mother's Day reflection a while back, and I've chosen to make my talk about what I've learned as a mother for almost 30 years, as well as from observing the many wonderful mothers in my life. I have learned that life is full of light and shadow. It is not the happily ever after family stories TV and movies sell us. Life can be really hard, and raising kids really drives this lesson home. They challenge you. They know exactly what to say or do to get under your skin. What is worse, you can't protect them from making horrible choices, and as a mother, you feel every bit of their hurts to your core. One would think that eventually you should get to a point where you will no longer have to worry about them, or you, being safe and secure and happy. And then life throws you these curveballs, like the COVID-19 pandemic, out of the blue. And you rage and weep for the challenges and hurt, and maybe even question how God could allow such terrible things to happen. What I have learned, or am trying to learn, is that suffering is inevitable, and I need to stop assuming that it will be otherwise. And most of all, I need to recognize that God, that Jesus, is walking alongside us every step of the way through the good and the bad. And I've also learned that it's important to treasure the glimpses of joy we also experience. Like that first moment you hold your child in your arms and feel that your heart will break with love. It is in those moments that we are reassured that there is a greater good in the world that can overcome the darkness, a light that brings resurrection. I have learned that we need to accept that our children are not really our own. Each of them come as a separate package, an individual bundle of joy destined for their own path. We cannot choose their path or walk it for them. We all have dreams and hopes for their potential, but they're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to follow their dreams. And we have to learn, and not just to accept this, but even to rejoice in the path they choose to follow. And sometimes it's hard, because their path is going to contain the dark as well as the light. And everything in you wants to carry a lantern for them and catch them before they fall. I have learned that if you rescue your child too quickly, the result is often a child who either never learns to take responsibility for their action or who is paralyzed with anxiety about a world around them which they've only been taught to fear and mistrust. I have learned one of the hardest things to do is to find a balance in our approach to parenting our children. When we know that we bear the critical burden of providing a strong foundation for them. Pope Francis tells us that it is our essential duty as parents to nurture maturity and discipline, to instill in our children trust and loving respect, to foster in them good habits and natural inclination to goodness, and to pass on our faith to them. In the world that we live in right now, these are challenging demands indeed. I honestly don't know how people do this without faith. It's hard enough with a strong Catholic foundation. But what I have learned is you do the best you can with what you have. You chip away at the job and accept that some days you do it right and others maybe not so much, but you keep on trying. And you have to not be hard on yourself about the areas you are working on as long as you're working on them. You do it for love, and that, in the end, is what matters. Finally, I have learned it is extremely important to take care of yourself. Like they say on the airplane, put that oxygen mask on yourself first, and then help your child. Of course, in the chaos of each day, it is easy to forget to do this, and we mothers have a terrible habit of going without in order to ensure our children have what they need. But I have learned that I serve better when I feel better. I've learned that my oxygen comes from making an effort to see the good around me and being grateful for it. In making sure that I'm more focused on being present than caught up in the past or future, and I reach out to others for support when I need it, that I'm making a conscious effort to grow and evolve, and most importantly, that I make time for prayer and meditation. I'm not always successful, but I continue to try. I wish you a blessed Mother's Day. Stay safe. Be well.